From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I've been thinking about what makes a great opening album track. Listening to the Rolling Stones' remastered Exile on Main Street got me started. I think the song Rocks Off and then Rip This Joint make one of the best 1-2 punches in rock. And then I got a new record from Sleigh Bells, and that record kicks off with a musical blast that's really unforgettable. When albums were thought of as linear and not likely to be shuffled, a great opening track is what often got you to put it on over and over again. I'm not sure that matters anymore, and we can talk about that in a minute, but let's hear that opening track from the Brooklyn duo Sleigh Bells. It's called Tell 'Em. The opening track from Sleigh Bells' debut release, the song's called Tell 'Em, it's from a record called Treats. So, do opening tracks matter anymore? And what's the best opening track you've ever heard on a record? Tell us by commenting on the All Songs Considered blog. You can find it on the All Songs Considered homepage, npr.org/allsongs. Toro y Moi is the music of Chaz Bundick, and as with so much music these days, Toro y Moi started as a bedroom music project, and now it's a full band. I've seen Toro y Moi as a solo act and as a band, and I enjoyed hearing a growing but good band come to grips with Chaz Bundick's songs. We recorded Toro y Moi in concert at the Rock and Roll Hotel here in Washington, D.C. The band opened for Caribou, and both of those concerts can be heard on our live concert series at npr.org or on the All Songs Considered live concert podcast. Toro y Moi's debut record's called Causers of This, and this is the opening track. It's called Blessa.
Don't you wait for me to call you.
Toro y Moi, the music of Chaz Bundick. Chaz is based in Columbia, South Carolina. The album is called Causers of This, and that song was called Blessa. From Fargo, North Dakota, comes the trio known as Secret Cities. Over the years, there are plenty of bands that cite Beach Boys songwriter Brian Wilson as their inspiration. Secret Cities takes that a step further with a song about Brian Wilson on their album Pink Graffiti. Plus, the whole album uses Brian Wilson as a lens into their own songwriting. I love the sound of this record, and Pink City is the track that hooked me. This is Secret Cities. The music of Secret Cities and the song called Pink City, it's from an album called Pink Graffiti, a record that got its start from a series of four-track cassettes that bounced back and forth from the eastern and westernmost parts of North Dakota. The album comes out on the 20th of July. I was looking for music for a friend's theater piece last week. It was a cabaret of sorts with Dada themes. I was searching for 20s and 30s cabaret music, and in particular, accordion music. My search for accordion music led me to a project called Accordion, and though the accordion actually takes a bit of a back seat on this record and acts primarily as a drone on many of the songs, the eerie sounds on the record was just right. And I've since written to the artist to find out more about accordion, and as it turns out, the man behind accordion is Kurt Cease, and Kurt lives in my neighborhood, and he's also a fan of the show. Small world. Cease and his wife run a record label called Magnanimous Records. Magnanimous features ambient-based music for the most part. This song by accordion is called Ginger Wood. Music by accordion from an album filled with evocative and cinematic music called Accordion, and the song was Ginger Wood. In a world of haunting and poignant music, there are the sounds of Ólafur Arnalds. Arnalds is a 23-year-old composer and performer from Iceland. The album title describes the tone of the record. It's called And They Have Escaped the Weight of Darkness. And though Arnalds describes it as a more uplifting affair than his previous record, to my ears, it's a deeply pensive record with subtle electronica, spare piano, and tender orchestration. This is how the album opens, and if you're driving, be careful. Your mind's likely to drift into deep, warm-hearted thought. Thank you. Oliver Arnold's on piano and electronics from a spacious and elegant new record called And They Have Escaped the Weight of Darkness. The record is out June 8th. And now for something completely different. Three reissues from the Buzzcocks appeared on my desk last week. The Buzzcocks were about the best British pop band in the heyday of punk. When I heard this again for the first time in absolute years, it just snapped me back to 1978. And I remembered the reason the end of the 70s were so damn good. This is 16.
Swallow my tongue, and you think that you're old, so very old. You only want me because you think I'm so young, 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 young. All right, okay, no way.
Buzzcocks from their 1978 record called Another Music in a Different Kitchen. The band put out three brilliant pop albums between 1978 and 1979, and they've been reissued along with demo recordings and live concerts and sessions. From the Midwest is the band Light Pollution. The songs on their album were written by 23-year-old James Cicero over a long winter in a cold warehouse west of Chicago. The record is a sonically shifty record held together by solid drumming and vocals. This song is called Oh, Ivory.
Oh,
Light Pollution is the band, and the song we heard is called Oh Ivory. Their album is called Apparitions, and it comes out June 8th. Betty LeVette had her first hit when she was 16. That was 1962. And beyond another R&B hit in 1965 called Let Me Down Easy, it was pretty much the last record many of us would hear from Betty LeVette for more than 40 years. She did an album for Atlantic in 1972 and was about to do a tour with it, but the label pulled out of the project and the record wouldn't see the light of day for nearly 30 years. I recently met Betty LeVette, and I can tell you firsthand, she's not someone you can keep down. Since 2005, Anti Records has been releasing new recordings of Betty LeVette, and her current record is called Interpretations, the British Rock Songbook. On her recent visit to our offices, she stopped to talk with NPR's Scott Simon. You can hear that interview at npr.org and also see her Tiny Desk Concert at npr.org/tinydeskconcerts. Here's Betty LeVette singing a song made famous by the Animals called Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. You can follow us on Twitter at All Songs. Stephen Thompson edits the show. Robin Hilton produces. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Oh, baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I get a little mad. But don't you know ain't nobody always an angel? When things go wrong, I might act bad. I'm just somebody whose intentions are good. Oh, I don't wanna be misunderstood. So carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. Sometimes it seems that all I gotta do is worry, then you're bound to see my upside. I'm just somebody whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. But life has its problems, and I've sure had my share. And that's one thing I never meant to do, 'cause I love you so damn much. Oh, Daddy, don't you know I'm human? I've got thoughts like any other one, but sometimes I find myself alone regretting some stupid little thing I might have done. I'm just somebody whose intentions are good. I don't wanna be misunderstood. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. I don't wanna be misunderstood. My daddy always said understanding is a thing. I don't wanna be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.